Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. Hey, this is a podcast all about your motivation, about your habits, about reaching high performance in your life, what we call HPX, the high performance experience, where you're more vibrant, you're more connected, you're more excellence driven, and you're more fulfilled. Because you're living a life of personal freedom, because you're living a life of service, because you really believe in what we talk about, which is the desire for each of us to reach that highest level of performance in our life so that we can love and we can lead and that we can serve others. So honored to have you here today. Before we start this episode specifically, I wanted to let you know about something I'm so excited about. You know, we spent the last 4 years in deep research and development in creating our HPX wellness line. It's a nutrition line of three specific supplements that have really helped me in these last couple of years optimize my brain, optimize my overall physical well-being for longevity, for joint health, for digestion, and frankly,
also give me that energy boost that I need once in a while. So the HPX Wellness line is just three products. So we're not starting some, you know, big supplement company or some MLM or seeking downlines here. I'm not trying to compete with any other supplement companies out there. Just like you, I take a lot of different products from a lot of different companies and I love them all. So this is not a judgment against anybody else. This is just that I couldn't find these specific functional products that I wanted, that I knew was well-sourced, clean, and frankly, uncompromising. And so here's what they are. We've got HPX Optimized, which many of you know is my brain health and mental focus supplement. That is how I maintain that creative edge, that ability to have the mental stamina I need to make through the day, to frankly, just be focused, you know, because I don't know about you, but mental fatigue and energy, it's something I got to deal with, you know, especially trying to serve as many people, do as many things as I do. So HPX Optimized keeps me mentally focused. Then we've got HPX Organic Boost. This is a 100% organic energy drink mix. You just basically tear open a little of these travel packets, you pour it in water, you mix it up, and boom, you're boosted. It is delicious. And as I said, it's 100% organic energy. It comes from beetroot, goji berry, coconut water powder, maca root, ulethro, schisandra, rhodiola, and organic clean energy from organic green tea. Just 60 milligrams, so much less than a cup of coffee. And you will not find a blend like this at these dosage levels anywhere on the marketplace. Plus, it's delicious, so I love that. And then finally, we've got HPX Essentials, which is basically like a functional multivitamin that we really built to support longevity. So it's got astragalus, resveratrol, chaga, to support your joint health. So we've got ginger, boswellia, turmeric, and our vitality blend in there for L-theanine, ginseng, and schisandra. It is an awesome blend as a functional multivitamin. And here's what I invite you to do. Go check these out at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com, all together, hpxwellness.com, and check them out. And I really actually invite you to compare and do some price shopping around. You will not see ingredients at this dosage levels in products like these anywhere on the marketplace at all, period, because most supplement companies could never afford to do this. What they do is they'll release like a proprietary blend that might have a few of these things in there, but they won't tell you what dosage, meaning what amount per serving per ingredient is in the actual product. So they kind of sprinkle it in there with just tiny dosage amounts that literally don't do anything. But when you see the dosage levels we put in of these amazing ingredients, you will feel the difference. And so go check it out. I invite you to compare and contrast. Again, I'm not trying to take on the supplement world. You know, there's companies out there that sell hundreds of supplements, different products. For us, it's just three built specifically to optimize your performance, to give you that edge, to give you that high performance experience in a way that was uncompromising with well-sourced, well-researched ingredients and dosages that will make a difference in your life. Go check it out. HPXwellness.com. And with no further ado, let's jump into today's episode.
Here's my five personal musts. These have to happen. This is my must for crushing it. This is what keeps me on the path. Once my mindset is true and right, like I told you, I'm connected to the dream. Everyone say it with me. Connected to the dream. I'm working with intentness. That's good. I'm bewaring the lions. And I celebrate successes. So if you do that, you'll get a momentum you've never felt in your life. I promise you. You don't need more fancy things than that. You don't need performance enhancement. What you need is performance intentment. Like having that intentness, intention, intention, intention. Here's how I do it. For me, I have a monthly project review. And I encourage everybody to have this. I do this as a simple trigger. The simple trigger is this. Every month begins with the first day. True? Well, then how easy is it to use? The first day, I do a project review of everything I did the last month to see where I was on path,
where I got distracted, what still is undone. And it's just a very simple, literally takes 20 minutes every single month. I do this on the first. I just look, where am I at? So there's five major moves that you've identified towards reaching towards your dreams. And every month you should check in on those. Too many of you, especially, listen, those who are good in this room, you haven't been doing a good monthly review. Because what happens is when you're good, you can just go through the motions because you're good. When you're good, it's a big challenge. You don't have to review as much because you know your rhythm, you know your routine, so you stop checking in because you just got momentum. And then what happens is 6 months down the line, you realize you're not achieving the goals. Or worse, even if you're achieving the goals, you're not achieving what you are capable of. Raise your hand if you're not. There's a difference. There's one thing, achieving goals, like we can all achieve goals, but I want to know, are you achieving what you are capable of? And most people aren't achieving what they're capable of. It's not because they're lazy or they're bad. They're not doing the check-ins. They're not assessing, where am I every single month on their major projects? So the presupposition here is that you know your major projects. That means you look to the future, your dream, your ambition, your goals, you bust it down into manageable projects, and then every month you go, how am I doing here? Am I doing well? Where have I fallen off track? What do I need to make sure gets done? How do I catch up? Very important, very important. Second big one, the weekly prep. Sometimes I call it weekly review, weekly prep. That's my Sundays, where I review the week, and then I also look ahead. So Sunday night, I look ahead to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and this is my powerful time, because that Sunday night, you know, a lot changed last 7 days. I look at that calendar. On Sunday night, that's when I just go. You know, Sundays are nice because that's where I feel like I'm most rested. I'm in my heart. I'm thinking about the upcoming week. And that's when I go in and I look at my calendar and I'm ruthless about pulling things out. Canceling the meeting, changing the thing, rearranging the block time. I do a lot of rearranging and rescheduling on a Sunday night because, you know, things might have changed. My initiatives might have happened or not happened. I need to reach out to that person or not. But weekly preparing is everything. Do not just bumble into your Mondays and Tuesdays anymore. Like, if you want to reach the next level, you have to go to the next level of strategic thinking. And strategic thinking is saying, what is this week really going to be about? What are the outcomes that are necessary this week? Because sometimes you didn't even know that last Thursday. Something happened on Friday. And it kind of changed what you really need to make sure you're focusing on. So that weekly preparing is everything. My morning ritual, because you have to win the morning. I don't care what your morning ritual is. I care that you have one and you love it. And it prepares you to win the day. That's what I care. Everybody can have a morning ritual, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Because if you don't have that time, it's like Tony always says, he's like, if you don't have 10 minutes for yourself, you don't have a life. I was like, whoa, that's powerful, right? Everybody can have something that you do in the morning before you go attend to the family, before you do other things. So get yourself up. Get yourself in a good space to serve. Remember my three questions. Those have been the most important thing. Out of everything I do in the morning, the two most important things are movement and then my three questions in the morning, which are, what am I excited about today or could be? What might trip me up today or stress me out? And how would my highest self deal with that? Meaning I anticipate the challenge or the struggle coming up, and I ask, how am I gonna deal with that? And then third, who could I surprise today with appreciation, a gift, a shout out, do something nice and kind for someone else, because that gets me looking beyond my to-do list and just gets me excited. And those three things get me excited every morning, right? I do them even here while we're at this event. I do them every morning, and it just makes me excited for the day, enthusiastic, anticipating some challenge, because I know I'm gonna honor the. And I know all the way through that, I'm gonna bring the...
Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
Daily block time is everything for you. What does that mean? I schedule my activities in blocks of time. For me, they're 50 minutes up to 3 hours, okay? I take a break every 50 minutes, I've told you, but those activities, like for example, if I say I'm gonna do email right now, I'm gonna do email for 50 minutes and just crush it with intentness, right? If I'm gonna make a presentation, 50 minutes. It doesn't mean I always do that in 50 minutes. I might do multiple things in 50 minutes. What I'm sharing with you is I know exactly what's going to happen in my work hours. That's what I mean when I say weaponize your work hours. I want you to know what is happening. When you sit down at that desk, what are you gonna do? If you need a trigger for that, simple, I talk about in the book. When you sit down, ask yourself this question. When my butt hits my chair at my office, my butt hits a chair and I ask myself, who needs me on my A game right now? Who needs me on my A game right now? Because see, for me, I can screw off world championship level. But I say, okay, somebody needs me. And it makes me work with more intentness. I say, somebody needs me to do well in this project. Who is it? Oh, this person, okay. And now I'm working for somebody. And working, how many of you will do more for others than you'll do for yourself? Yeah? So identify who that person is. Use that. If that's true for you, use it as a performance enhancement tool. Say, okay, when I sit down, I'm gonna say, who needs me on my A game? I mean, I've been asking you that throughout. I mean, who in your family needs you to crush it these next couple months? Who on your team? Who in your community? Who in your group of friends? Someone needs you to go to the other level. I'm very conscious of that, and so it drives me to be better, because you know what? You only drive yourself so far, and then service takes over, and it changes your life forever. So I just say connect to the service part of it. Don't ever forget that. I don't care if it's doing your Facebook, and you think, oh God, I gotta do another Facebook post, Brennan. Geez, I gotta get the lighting, and then do the selfie, and then I gotta fix it in the Photoshop or the frames or the things, and swipe here and swipe that, and then I gotta send it to three friends. Do you think this is a good? Is this flattering? Is this good? Should I do this one or nothing? Oh, it's gonna take me 30 minutes to do this post, and then I have to write something very profound and inspirational in my Instagram, and this is gonna take me 45 minutes. I hate this activity. I'm like, don't forget the people who might see that. Don't get caught in the tasks and the times of those tasks. Get connected to the outcome of your efforts. Get connected to the outcome of your efforts. Who needs me to deliver this hour, right? If people are like, oh gosh, that's a lot. But remember, I don't schedule the whole day. I might, because of the way I go about this, in about 3 hours, I can get done what most people get done in 9, because I'm just not distracted, because I'm very clear about what I'm gonna be doing in that time. And so people say, well, your life sounds so disciplined. I go, not really. It's that I master those 3 hours. And when I master those 3 hours, something changes. And you know what it is? The amount of free time I get. If you start weaponizing your hours, you're building free time for your family. When you weaponize your hours, you're building adventure, vacation, enjoyment of life in. That's why I'm so intent. It's not because I'm like, you know, German. I only get to say that because I got German in me. That's all. It's wholly fair if I say it. But it's like, it's not because I have like that stereotypical, I have to have OCD or that stereotypical plan everything. That's not it. And it's not because I grew up Catholic and I'm guilty if I'm not working all the time. It's because I like free time. Raise your hand if you like free time. Turn to the person left or right and say, get some free time and shake them. You want to get more done? Get team. You want to get more done? Get team. If you're serious about the dream, you get the team. If you're serious about the dream, you get the team. If you're serious about the dream, you get the team. You got to get a team. I don't care if that's your intern. I don't care if that's an assistant. I don't care if that's a new COO. I don't care if that's finally wrangling down your husband saying, hey, dude, I really need help. You need to get support for you to achieve your dreams. And if you have not started architecting the ideal group of friends, the ideal coworkers, the ideal employees, the ideal team, however you define that, get really serious about it. Get incredibly serious about getting people around you to support you so that you can focus on what you deeply care about, what's meaningful to you, that will broaden your ability to succeed and give back. And now let's help you choose the right priorities. Flip that page. People say, well, Brendan, I have so many competing things. How do you measure things? Here's how I choose a priority. And this is important, because how many would you like to know how to choose priorities better? Use this little simple tool. It's so casual and it's so fast, okay? The first thing I say, is this planned? Brendan, how do you choose your priorities? First question, I go, is it planned? I don't let someone else's false emergency become my priority. Don't let somebody else's false emergency become your priority. I'm sorry that this is suddenly a hot mess or a situation in your life, or it's due tomorrow and now you're reaching out to me because you need it now. I am sorry, because guess what? My day was planned weeks or months ago. I'm sorry you're scrambling last minute to make this happen, but your inability to plan is not my emergency. And you gotta hold the line on that. People send me requests, I mean, literally, and great friends too, amazing people. And you said, Brendan, could you endorse this book? Could you do this? Could you help out with this project? Could you donate here? Could you lead us here? And you know, they'll be like, hey, you know, I really need it on Thursday or something like that. And I'm like, wait a second, it's Tuesday. You need it on Thursday? Just because it's a hot mess of an urgent priority to you does not mean it's my priority. So I always ask, first and foremost, is this thing planned? And if it's not, I usually say no, or I know it's not a priority. Because if it's a priority, you thought through it, because now you're a strategic thinker. You're a what? Yeah, because high performers are strategic thinkers. You already knew what was the priority. If you don't know what priority is on Monday, and then what happens is you just become reactive. You just do whatever the world throws your way. And most of what the world throws your way is false emergencies. So you need to be wary of that. So I score 1 to 10. Is it planned? 1? No. 10? Absolutely. If it's been planned, it's a priority, right? If it's been planned for a while, it's a priority. That's why I planned it. Number 2, do you own this issue? I love this one. I ask that all the time. Do I own this? Right? If someone walks up to you, a big platter of crap, and says, here you go, Brendan, you deal with it. I go, I don't own that big stinking pile of crap. Right? I don't want that. I don't want that. I remember the Dalai Lama said, when someone comes, they asked him, how do you deal with anger when someone comes up to you and they're angry and they're mean and they're judgmental? He says, oh, I refuse to accept that gift. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You don't own everybody else's train wreck or problems. You have an independent march that you are on too, and you cannot compromise every time everybody needs something from you. We talked about this earlier. So I score that. Because see, I'm so giving. If I don't give a score, I don't have a logical reason to say no. So I use categories like this. Next, you know, do you feel it's right? We talked about this in the VIP group today. You need to listen to yourself. Your intuition, if you're above 25 years of age and you're in this room, your intuition is much more developed than you know it is. It's way more highly developed than you give yourself credit for. And if something is put in front of you and you're trying to decide priorities, you probably know if it's right or not. And you need to listen to that. Don't always argue with your intuition. If something is saying no, listen it and ask, why is it saying no? What is it saying? And make yourself debate your intuition. Meaning, accept the intuition unless you can debate the other side of it and it comes out on the other side, right? I debate my intuition all the time. My intuition says, don't do this. I say, okay, Brandon, make the case for doing it. And I'll try. I'll try to win the argument. And that helps me follow my right path. Because many of you, how many of you ever took a wrong turn and you knew it was the wrong turn? Right? Oh, by the way, I don't mean in a car. I mean in life. Who's ever took a wrong turn? You knew it was the wrong turn. How many of you ever went on a date with someone? You knew it was the wrong person. That many? Dang, I wish I was at the bar with your bad decisions tonight. What a great fun time we would have. How many of you ever made a bad decision in your career and you just honestly, you knew it. You knew it. So own that. Listen to that intuition. I'm here to tell you, you know more things than you give yourself credit. There's wisdom in you. Listen to that wisdom in you.
All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also, while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything with my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember, every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions. Or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era.
Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.